It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry's a 29-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
When is 30 years going to come?
You know what? September. I don't know the exact day, and I know we're in September, so Next time we'll say 30.
We'll say 30. I think it's time for that. All right, let's get to it. So you know how long you've been complaining about no inventory?
Yes, I'm still complaining.
I know you're still. And yet we saw an article together which listed these big institutions that are coming in and buying up swaths of single family homes, residential homes, and then turning them into rentals. What do you know about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we were living through those years, we saw this happening. And then all of a sudden, the inventory went away. It's like, well, where did all these tens of thousands of homes go? Well, they were being absorbed by these large private equity firms. Now what's happening is happening again. So it's probably contributing to part of the reasons why we have low levels of inventory.
I think so.
And these companies are coming in and doing it again because they can.
Well, I remember when way back when in 08, 09, and when things were really rough, Blackstone came in and this was this was sanctioned by the Fed. They liked this idea. They came in and bought homes and then they just rented them out to those people, many who lived there initially. So it's slowed down the eviction rate. It helped to bring capital into a depressed market.
That's right.
And that was good. Now, fast forward so many years later till today, now you have private equity firms coming in and buying huge amounts of real estate as well. And you and I asked the question before, like, what real estate are they buying? Because there's so little inventory.
Yeah, that's what I can't figure out. That, you know, to give you an example, Amherst Holdings raised $1 billion to buy single family homes and rent them out. Mm-hmm. And their program is going to be terms over 10 years. And the reason for the longer term is because they're anticipating that the market's going to decline a little bit. So they want to make sure that they capitalize on an up market. I personally don't know where they're getting the inventory from because we don't see it out at, you know, as realtors, we don't see it on the streets. We're begging for new inventory.
And you could say, well, it's all over the country. But the bottom line is this tight inventory is pretty much, you know, everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah. So we don't know. But obviously, they're spending the money they're investing. Maybe they know.
And paying high
prices.
High prices because we're at, you know, towards the top of a market.
Well, you know, sometimes there's just dumb money out there. You know, it may be institutional money, but they have their own drivers. For example, if you're an institution and you're raising $1 billion, you better fill that order.
Right.
So you may pay prices that are well above the market, and that creates this kind of dumb money that comes in. Generally a sign of the top of the market, or it doesn't mean things are going to crash, but it means that, you know, probably people are paying too much and then the cycle's going to turn. Those weak holders will burn out and then the strong holders will come in and the cycle goes on and on and,
and on.
But we have a list of four or five here that are raising $500 million and $1 billion. The Texas Retirement Teachers Retirement Fund is involved in one of these. Singapore's Sovereign Wealth Fund is involved, so we'll keep an eye on it. We'll have to see.
It'll be interesting to follow.
All right, let's take a look at pending home sales. So July pending home sales were down 0.7% nationwide.
Yeah, that's nothing to be shocked about. The sales are down because, once again, I hate to say it, no inventory. And a lot of it is in the West and South. Those are the two regions of the country that are, you know, experiencing the greatest.
You're kind of your hottest regions, really, the South and the West.
Correct. Yeah. They're declining and, you know, it's just pulling the general numbers down.
Yeah. But when there's less inventory and there's demand, prices
go up.
Right. They rise. So that's what we're seeing as well. How much have prices risen?
Well, they actually jumped 6.3% year over year.
That's a lot.
Which is a lot. It really is. So, again, it's, you know, supply and demand.
And it's location, location, and location.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because for years, I lived in a house that went through this cycle, and my house never even went up in price.
Yeah. You know, my family has homes in northern Maine, and the values have been flat for 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely location, location, location. But here, the thing as well that is affecting this is that we're starting to see incredibly high numbers of consumer confidence.
Absolutely. And that's what's driving the market. Anytime you have consumers that are very confident in their employment, in their income, they're out buying. They buy consumer goods. They certainly buy homes, furniture, you name it, they buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little frustrating to see the consumer confidence so high, yet our sales so low. Mm-hmm. But you have to realize it's due to lack of inventory. And it's due to also pent-up supply of sellers. I can't tell you how many sellers are out there that would love to sell their home, but when they take a look and see what's out there, they don't make the move.
Yeah.
And so we're
they
in
go,
this
why
vicious...
why do it?
Why do it?
Taxes go up.
And I read another article that said the reason why this has all happened is because we don't have new construction of homes. So yeah. Over the last decade, no new construction has really, I mean, it's there, but not like the boom.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who was thinking of moving who wants a new this, a new that, they can't, it doesn't exist. So they stay where they are. And
that's right.
Right. Redo their homes.
Which reminds me, I was speaking with a client the other day, and now this is kind of, I guess, local humor, but up where I live, G&L Homes are one of those builds these Valencias.
Yes.
Right. So there was Valencia 1 and 2.
Cove Lake.
I don't know.
Pond.
And, right. Valencia Cove, Valencia Lake. And now there's a new Valencia.
That Valencia Sea, Ocean.
It's like, will they ever run out of these Valencias, you know? Well, I guess it's better than naming it after some kind of Italian city, or something, you know, Venice or something like that.
Yeah, we got those too. Tuscany.
All right. And finally, this was pretty interesting, but mortgage rates, which have risen over the last year, are kind of broken down into two parts. One, a conventional mortgage, conventional loan,
right.
And the other, a jumbo loan. Yep. Jumbo loans are loans greater than $453,000. And the rates on those jumbos used to be higher, but now they're lower.
I know. It's crazy. It's hard for me to explain why, but basically they are, except the fact that they are. To give you an example, about 15% of the home buyers are now taking out jumbo loans. Mm-hmm. So where back in 2009, it was only 6%.
Yeah. So, well, housing prices have gone up too, which also means that, you know, banks are willing to lend more and et cetera,
right. And,
et cetera.
And it's more stringent to get a jumbo loan.
Yeah, it's harder. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Your credit has to be much better.
Yeah. Okay. My guest, as always, is Terry Story, 29-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.